code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watts, who's heading into the Matrix on the 12th of April 2012. For newcomers, make sure you use the website cuttingthroughthematrix.com because there's so many audios on it for free download, where if you can wade through it and keep your sanity, you'll begin to understand the system you're born into and why it's so well managed at the bottom level. That's our everybody's level, basically, the bottom level, where you give mainstream media. You've never given real reasons why things are happening. You've given a sort of childish excuse as to why things are happening. But you suspect there's something else behind everything. And of course, you're quite right. And I try and give you the system you're born into, and explain it to you. Its beginnings, its founders, the organizations it's set up, the foundations, hundreds and hundreds of foundations it's set up to funnel money to non-governmental organizations, which really comprise the new democracy. If you don't belong to these NGOs, authorized NGOs, they're all bought and paid for by the big bankers, then you have no voice in anything at all. Because there's a one-world agenda, and it's a completely different way of living they're bringing you into. Mass austerity, you haven't seen anything yet. When you read the fanatics and the NGO websites, it's just astonishing where they're going to take you. Of course, they themselves are well paid by the foundations, pension schemes and everything, and they won't be suffering. And of course, people who have to attend international meetings can't live like you live at the bottom. They have to have very smart clothes, attendance, and chauffeur-driven cars, and travel across the world, while they don't want you to travel at all. I'm not kidding about that. They have that in the various websites across the planet. So the truth is out there. It's just that you're not taught how to read it. You're distracted by so many things that try and tick you off into la-la land, and so that you're not a problem. And, of course, the media, as I say, is not there to help you. It's just there to constrain you and to keep you in the box. So help yourself to the website. Remember, too, you are the audience that bring me to you. The only way I get by here is by you buying the books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and the orders are really slumped. So it's a touch-and-go situation. It's up to you if you want to hear this kind of stuff and keep it going. It really is up to you. And because I don't have time to churn out the books or get ghostwriters to do the stuff that everybody else does. That's how it's done, most folk, you see. So, as I say, buy the books, and from the US to Canada, you can use personal check or international postal money order. You can use send cash or use PayPal. You'll find out how to do it at the website, cuttingthroughthematrix.com. Across the world, Western Union, MoneyGram, and PayPal once again. And remember, straight donations are really, really welcome, especially right now. Because I don't bring on advertisers as guests. I have no shares in any products sold. And I certainly could take on advertisers and live very, very well. But I don't. Then you've got obligations then to them, and there's certain things you cannot perhaps say if you're asked an honest question. So I do it my way, which is the suicidal way, but that's okay. It's best to, you know, burn out and just fade away. And that's what I do, basically. Now, what I try and do, as I say, is go through history. You would understand history to understand what's happening right now. Because, see, all the big boys get taught why empires rise, what causes them to rise, and what causes them to fall after a certain period of time. It's always the same patterns, because the same money boys are always involved in it. When they move into a new area, they bring the cash in with them, and up come the ships. Then of course, mercantile ships are across the planet trade, then the banks start up, and it lasts for a long time until society becomes rotten and overtaxed by the few that top the dominant minority. There's always a dominant minority, unfortunately. Back with more after this break.
Hey, Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to GenuineChristianityNow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to GenuineChristianityNow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
Hi, I'm back, cutting through the Matrix. It's funny to look back and really see how things transpire even throughout your own life, because if you really go into the proper libraries, and I don't mean a habit of doing so, you'll understand that there's another world out there altogether compared to the one the media gives you. And I actually think in history books, when you saw sort of plots happening, like gunpowder plots and things like that, and of course you always had plots between kings going to overthrow their cousins in some other country, and then they'd make up after the thousands of peasants were slaughtered, and then they'd marry off their daughters and things like that, and it was all right. So, I mean, but there was a lot of plotting going on, always plotting, but the biggest plotting is about government on the public. Even the writings of Francis Bacon gives you an insight into it, because he gave a kind of resume to the king at one point, and it was about how to be conniving and cunning and how to keep the public in the dark on pretty well everything. And, of course, you go into Machiavelli, who was a very typical of his time. Remember, all kings had advisors, just like presidents, prime ministers have a battery of survivors behind of advisors behind them. And the advisors are really just really good psychopaths trained in marketing techniques and social behaviorism. The psychology of behaviorism for the general masses, and for marketing itself. Marketing itself is a very important thing, because from Bernays, and even long before Bernays, there were select peoples who were studying the populations even for centuries to do with how do you make them buy something they don't want or have never thought about, and how do you make something appealing. So it's an old technique of observing the masses. And what works in one country generally works in another. So these characters get together and they become advisors to the puppets that you think that you put in. You don't put them in at all because, as I've mentioned before, the Council on Foreign Relations selects them from all parties. All the top guys belong to the same organization and have done for 100 years. And so we're given a fake reality at the bottom. I always like to use the word prose, like George Orwell used, because throughout his book 1984, he mentions from a bureaucratic standpoint that the proles don't count. They never know what's really going on, and they don't really care to know. They get their pubs and get their songs churned out to them by machines in 1984. And even different departments of pornography run by the government that churn out all the porno stuff to keep them occupied, etc. It's much like today. I mean, it's pretty well that way, you know. It really is pretty well that way. I used to be intrigued going across Europe, and every castle you'd come to, generally on a hill, so they could look down on the peasantry, and into a long hill coming away from it, going downwards. You'd read the history, and the towns, the town really was built around the castle, and coming down, all the way down into a valley area, and it was nothing but prostitutes and whorehouses and booze cans. That's all they ever, that's what you do for an army. Even today they still have that kind of thing, you see. So they've used practical psychology all down through the ages to keep the proles, including all the troops, quite happy. And the troops get a bit better food and pay than the average person, basically. And it doesn't matter how hard times get, you always make sure that you pay them well. Lenin said the same thing, and so did Stalin. He says, you must pay your police good cash, and your military, and your teachers, because the teachers also brainwash next generation into their pole mentality, basically, subservience. So that's what you live in. Now, lots of folk are happy being proles. They're very happy because there's a lot of playtime involved, and it doesn't matter the circumstances, as long as they can have their electronic entertainment, etc., or can afford to party the weekend, get absolutely drunk, plastered, and fall all over the place. They generally call that okay, because everyone else in their own peer group is doing the same thing. It's only when they can't afford to do that that they feel sorry for themselves and seek help from the health services, and then they get drugs to make them feel happier. So you're living it in a controlled system. I can remember Thatcher said the same thing when she did away with the old laws to do with when bars could open during the day. Because one time they closed around, it was 12 or 1 o'clock or something, and then they reopened again at 4 or 5, and then had to close by midnight. And she did away with a lot of that. They're open all day. The reason, she said, was to keep the people, the youngsters especially, happy, entertained, and drunk. She says better than having them drunk and spending their welfare checks than out in the street protesting. So we're managed, you see, as proles. And sometimes the temptation is quite nice, you know. I mean, you have to admit it, they can give you kind of wonderful bars at times when you're young. But the thing is, they try and keep like that for your whole lives. For the older folk, of course, television took over, and they'd sit there at night and just take their beer, drop their jaw, and just stare at that television until it was time to go to bed. And all the time they're being brainwashed with a lot of nonsense and doctrines coming from governments, and they'd be downloaded with the doctrines, even when they're watching soap operas or whatever, lots of messages in it too. So you're living in a scientific society, you understand, and you always have been. Some people are waiting for the scientific society. It's always been here. Science runs the people and keeps them in some form of order, so that they'll be their betters, those at the top, you see, the official people. And we're taught, of course, to be official people, because they say they're official. It's obedience to authority. Lots of books put out on obedience to authority, lots of ongoing books, of course, I'm sure we'll go on about too, because they're so interested to find out why some people will rebel, you see. Very, very important part, in fact. And they know by their constant studies and poll taking across and testing in universities, every generation, every year, in fact, students, new intake. needs to come in and go through the same test, ask the same questions to make sure that the boys you control are always up on what's needed. If they do a tweak here or a tweak there, they get everybody dumb, stupid, and crazy on sex. Basically, that's what it is for university. That's really what it is, partying sex. But you learn very little. And anyway, even when you train for something, you won't get a job because we're now in austerity times and all the jobs are overseas. So when you just stand back from it all, just stand back from it and look at it as it really is managed. And then you realize that it's incredible micromanagement that's going on. Look what's happened just since 9/11, even before 9/11. They passed anti-terrorism bills then, you know, before anything happened. Because when you go back to the talks, even by Maggie Thatcher, that she, when she was doing her world tour on the coming New World Order, that was after she took Gorbachev around in her arm across the world, the head of the ex-KGB and the president of the Soviet system, she said that the next wars will be to do with religious fundamentalism, she said, primarily across the Middle East. And that was in the early 90s. So, you see, they were planning all this for many, many years before George Bush came in and before they started the whole kit and caboodle off with the Middle East and ongoing wars, you see. The only ones who weren't allowed to, you know, the big no were the general public. They're happy with soaps and movies and parties, etc. That's how we're trained. It becomes normalized, you see. And most folk don't think beyond it. In fact, most folk are trained never to participate in changing anything. That's an important part of governing peoples, is train them to sort of stay neutral and everything. Maybe turn up for elections because they'll vote for one of the two people that are presented to you, generally, who both belong to the Council on Foreign Relations. Then they think they've done their duty and they go home. And then they complain about the government. So that's really how the world works. We are under micromanagement. And as Brzezinski said, and it's so true, I tested that the other day, in fact, he said that the general public will shortly be unable to think for themselves. All they'll be able to do is talk about the previous night's news or what was on television. And this is that they will expect, eventually, that the media is there to do their reasoning for them. Reasoning for them. Get an appendage to your brain, you know. And they do now. And that was written in the 70s. But I tested that the other day there because I knew what had been in the previous night's news. And sure enough, when I went up to a particular store, the man told me exactly what was in the news. And that's all polite and all that. I said, And as long as you're polite in that, they'll think you're one of them. You see? They don't like someone not being one of them. If you say something that's outside their ken, their knowledge, they're a bit suspicious, you see. Why are you reading those books? You know? I'm not kidding you. People are like that. Everyone belongs to some kind of group, or they identify with some kind of group, even if it's just the general public. You know, that strange term, the general public. What does the general public mean? Go and look it up. So anyway, plotting and scheming is always going on. And the greatest thing now is how to get us all like a big herd. That's how they talk about us, like herd management. How to get us from where we are to where they want us to go, which is globalism, of course, and watching most of your food going offshore to elsewhere. That's a big part of it. Austerity of all kinds. And also high energy bills and fees so that all your disposable income in a post-consumerist society, that's officially declared, by the way, at the United Nations, quite a few years back. So where your money will actually go, which is just to survive, just to get by, that's where your money will go. And the redistribution of wealth across the world, a la Karl Marx, you see, has already been officially declared. That's what we're doing. We've actually been doing it since World War II, but not as much as we are now. Because government set up departments at the UN to do that job at the end of World War II, the Overseas Economic Development Corporation. You've all got one. Back with more after this break.
Yeah. Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
I'm talking about reality. You know, it's a severe thing to talk about reality. And as I say, you've got to understand history and at least peek into it now and then, because you know, pretty well everything that's happened with techniques has happened in past times too. And today it's much, much better because they have, and George Orwell mentioned the same thing too. He said that never before had the public really been so spied upon. They didn't have the technology to do it in his day, and even that they had a lot in his day. They could put cameras, micro cameras, and spy on you in the Cold War, etc. However, today it's everywhere, and we're helping them all by buying their spies. We're bringing their spies in their home with us. Some people even polish them and clean them. It's just astonishing how they take care of spies in their home. It's just, you know, I can't understand it. But anyway, you know that even the CIA director said the same thing. He says that the general public are helping us to spy. We don't have to hire so many spies as we used to. So the polls, the people at the bottom, are always given, as I say, a fake reality. Lots of entertainment. Even Bacon mentioned that long before him to Plato. Because, you see, Plato mentioned that the sort of engines of the future that would drive what they call progress for this big agenda that he had in mind at the time. In the Republic, the planned society, where they'd literally breed the right kinds of humans for the right kind of jobs, all specialized. And Plato said that cities are unnatural. Naturally, of course, people are not meant to be crammed together like that. And he says, so in a city, you've got to give them lots of entertainment. And read that on down through the centuries, wherever governments talked about creating cities. Because in cities, they get a dynamic engine. Everything's unnatural, therefore you can push culture to any limit you want, and the people inside the city will copy it and go that way. Because they have no natural roots, you see, in a city. It's all unnatural. And given lots and lots of entertainment, you can alter the culture at a whim so easily, so quickly. They all adapt. Because they're all basically helpless for their food. All comes into them. They live on an artificial system called money. They don't grow money, like, and eat it, like food. And the water has to come into them too. Everything has to be brought into them. But when it becomes toxic, and cities become toxic at a certain level of power, you see, they begin to turn on the agrarian sector, which is even the ancient Rome did it. It wasn't just the Huns, the Goths, and Visigoths, and all the rest of them that attacked Rome. It was also the peasantry who were so sick of being taxed into the ground and losing their land. You see? That's what the cities always do eventually. And then they start dictating how everybody outside the city should live. You still get that when city folk semi-retire, especially government bureaucrats, and move in to rural areas. They bring it all with them. Oh, we've got to get committees, you know, built on this and that, NGOs, non-government organizations, on this and that and the other, and their taxes all go up. So we live through the changes. Most folk don't notice them much at all. They adapt very quickly, and because everyone else is adapting at the same speed and time, they don't question it at all. Most folk really simply look at their sanity and by bouncing it off other people. Are they doing the same as I'm doing? Or am I doing the same as they're doing? And then they all want to join them and be the same. Sameness is the character of the masses. Sameness, uniformity. So they don't really notice why, or you don't even need the detailed, in-depth explanations as to why things are happening at all. And in many of the big brochures, well, the documents that are put out by think tanks, they mention that fact, that if you want to lie to the public, don't give them elaborate explanations of the lie. Just tell them a simple thing, and don't never expound on it. That's good enough. If you expound on it, it sounds like you're calling them, but they'll pick that up. So just tell them a simple lie, and that's it. And that's good enough. And you have to accept that most folk in society, by statistics and by the studies that have been done for so many centuries, always bring about 80% of the public to quite content. It wouldn't matter what flag they're waving or whatever, whoever's running. They wouldn't really care if it was Godzilla monster. I mean, as long as most things are the same for them personally, they'll continue and they won't complain. That's just nature. That's human nature. But the other 20%, you see, can be a problem. So what the government does is tries to recruit them. That's why you have so many non-governmental organizations that are all on board with the big global agenda, because there's a lot of good opportunities for job growth, you know, and advancement once you get into these NGOs. And they all do that. There's this incredible fighting within them. You had this in the Soviet Union too. You see, the Soviet Union had nothing but non-governmental organizations ruled by councils. It meant Soviet, ruled by councils. Same thing as got with communitarianism in Britain, ruled by councils, NGOs. And it's a terrific battles to see who was more Marxist than others, you know. And they try to pick up or trip up each other's on points of Marxism in theory. Get to the top where the big money was and power was. And it's the same with all these NGOs. And that's why they all go into the global warming trip and parrot all the right phrases. You're not listening to a person anymore when you're talking to these characters. You're listening to a totally conditioned Marxist, basically. And again, Orwell, if you read Orwell's book 1984, who goes through the process of doublethink that bureaucrats all live by. Because when a new thing comes out from the United Nations, even if it's opposite of what we're talking about, they'll still all parrot it suddenly, as though it'd always been that way, to show that they're so politically correct. And everyone's in step with each other at the same time. It's amazing. Form of madness. And you better be very, very scared of mad people, because these people are fanatics. And we know the damage fanatics have caused down through history, even recent history. Access more after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, I'm Alan Watts. We're heading into the Matrix, talking about being fearful of these fanatics, because they are fanatics. And I've, over the past, in the archives at cuttingthroughthematrix.com, you'll see some of the talks I gave about the fanatics within these global organizations who want to cull us off, and they say it openly. They want to bring down the population, cull a lot of us off, kill us basically, sterilize the rest, and yada, yada, yada. Now, here's one. Here's head of NASA calls for global governance through carbon taxes. Now, technically, you see, all this global warming stuff was an idea they came up with to take over every individual's life. That was the idea that the Club of Rome came up with. And I've gone over that so many times. That was their rational dilemma, was how to bring in global governance. They needed an excuse to do it. So they thought, you know, climate change, global warming and famine and drought would fit the bill. And so hype it up, and then grab taxes, etc., and then distribute across the world, the redistribution of wealth, as they call it. Doesn't go to where you think it goes. It goes to the corporations. They're all behind this across the whole planet. But here's the head of NASA, calls for global governance through carbon taxes, you see. And I've always said that's what it's for. It's essential to get all the cash to fund all this and to rise the United Nations up to its proper height, you see. Now, James Hansen, he's been in the paper so many times, head of NASA's Goddard Institute for Space Studies, is a global warming supporter who's called for global taxes on carbon emissions. In the past, Hansen has endorsed environmental terrorism and genocide in the name of returning the Earth to the agrarian age. Now, the guy should be locked up, because he has, he's an eco-terrorist, he has gone and smashed dams and with whole howls of herds of these screaming creatures of environmentalists, the fanatics, and tries to bust dams down and things like that. You know, he's been caught doing it umpteen times. But of course, he's a special person, and he gets off with it, you see. This is Hansen endorsed a book by his climate change comrade Keith Farnish, where Farnish calls for act of sabotage and environmental terrorism by destroying dams and cities in order to force the coming agrarian age. That's when you get back to being a peasant on the land again, you know, and you talk about that strange dialect, and you talk about farming land and stuff like that, you know, and how is your turnips? And that's where they want us all to be. Of course they won't, because they're all scientists at the top. They have to live high above the common herd, so they won't be helping you with your turnips, or your manure for that matter. As his Farnish stated, the only way to prevent global ecological collapse and thus ensure the survival of humanity is to rid the world of industrial civilization, and it will die, and the people will die in huge numbers when civilization collapses. These are the fanatics. They're getting funded with your tax money, because your government also funds these NGOs, by the way. And the big bankers, through their foundations, funds them incredibly well and gives them pension plans and everything. And even, you know, all travel expenses for their buses and that, when they go to raid dams and stuff, you know, pick them up. The author also says that massive depopulation is a requirement for saving Earth. You know, it's theirs, you understand it's theirs. You're an interloper here. You belong to the extinct species that died off in the past. You just haven't died yet. That's the problem, you see. In short, the greatest immediate risk to the population living in the conditions created by industrial civilization is the population itself. Civilization has created the perfect conditions for a terrible tragedy on the kind of scale never seen before in the history of humanity. That is one reason for there to be fewer people. So in order to stop this terrible catastrophe happening, they want to kill you. Farnish claims that through random acts of eco-terrorism, the collapse of the industrial countries can be achieved. Now, he's talking about the so-called first world countries. He's not talking about the third world countries. They've got this strange, you know, hate relationship with the first world, but they're always also this gloating and over abundance of a plethora of warm things for the third world, you know. But they'll be lording over, of course, as long as they're lording over. Unloading essentially means the removal of an existing burden. For instance, removing grazing domesticated animals, so your farms are all going to go. That's why they're attacking all the farms across, you know, the Western world and Australia. Raising cities to the ground, blowing up dams, and switching off the greenhouse gas emissions machine. The process of ecological unloading is an accumulation of many of the things I've already explained in this chapter, along with an almost certainly necessary element of sabotage. And the Guardian reports, in his lecture, Hansen will argue that the challenge facing future generations from climate change is so urgent that a flat-rate global tax is needed to force immediate cuts in fossil fuel use. What it is, folks, is to bring you down to your beyond subsistence level and foods and everything else, and so that you can die off. You cannot put two and two together. Hansen certainly agrees with man-made climate change alarmists like Kari Norgaard, who call skeptic racists who should be drugged. Hansen is not concerned about the rise in fuel costs due to carbon tax, only that this tax is necessary to save the planet. In response to Hansen's lecture, the physicist Lubos Motl said in a speech, people around Hansen have stopped interacting with scientists or sensible people in general many years ago. They're not even trying to hide anymore that they have switched from attempts to find valid answers to scientific questions, a challenge in which they've failed miserably, to pure political activism. Hansen also wants to introduce a global government. Well, they all want that. So do the big boys, you see. That's why they use guys like Hansen. Under the global carbon tax proposal, the mechanisms for controlling fossil fuels used will be taken out of the hands of individual states influenced by energy companies and politicians anxious about winning elections. So I put this link up, and it goes on and on and on and on too, but it's all much the same stuff. For those, and then the people who listen to this broadcast and have listened to past ones, know what's going on. I don't have to explain it to you. You already understand the agenda, how it's implemented, and how these so-called opposing groups are all working together, including the activists alongside the guys with the oil who all attend the Copenhagen meetings and are all for it. Because they want a world, too, where you pay through the nose for, you know, your quart of oil to go in your car. Just like the electricity guys will get about 100 times more profit than they're getting right now for giving you one-tenth of what you get right now. It's all worked out that way. Also tonight, too, for those who just adapt and adapt and yawn. I've mentioned this one before, but I'll do it again. Joint Special Operations University report on convergence of special forces and civilian law enforcement. It's for U.S. They have the same one for Britain. And in fact, Britain announced, and I've mentioned in the past too, that special forces now and the paratrooper, which are pretty much up there with the special forces, are going to help the cops with any future riots. But for the U.S., it says, in recent years, there's been an apparent convergence of the operations conducted by Special Operations Forces, SOF, and those civilian law enforcement agencies, which are called LEAs, especially Special Weapons and Tactics, SWAT units, and what were formerly separate and distinct missions. The requirements to obtain warrants prior to execution of raids for high-value targets, collect and preserve evidence for criminal prosecution, and on occasion present testimony in courts of law are new missions for the SOF. They're not relatively simple. Changes in the rules of engagement or comparable techniques. As far as can be determined, previously no U.S. military combat arms unit has ever been tasked with such a mission during combat operations. The thesis is straightforward. If such missions are to continue, then considerations must be given to adequate training for them. So they're blending in laws, basically the laws of civilian laws, into the special forces and everybody else who's interacting with them, the ordinary police and so on, because they can't just go smashing doors in and go off and raping children in the middle of the night and killing them all and stuff like that, like they do overseas. At least not yet. Give them time. And no one will pay any attention to it. I'm talking about authorities, that is. I'll put that up tonight as well. Now, so many techniques. What always happens when the same bunch gets in, because it's the same bunch, actually, that funded socialism, either the communist form of socialism, and they also funded the Nazis, understand, under IG Farben Group. All the big boys, all the big General Motors and so on, all were part of the IG Farben Group, the Bayer Corporation, too, for pharmacology, and many, many others all belonged to that. And that's how Hitler got his war machine going, from the Western corporations. None of them were put in prison for it. A few of them were fined a token, and that was all. But without that, there'd be no Second World War without the corporations in the West. But you always find when socialism takes over, especially in the communistic types, you always have a massive famine as they get all the folk off the land, you see, and then end up killing all the farmers, or at least taking them off the land, generally kill them all. And Ukraine, they starve them to death by taking all their grain from them, while at the same time Lenin or Stalin exported the grains from Ukraine overseas for a profit. But they always do the same thing. And you understand, too, in the Soviet system, remember the bankers created both systems. They already had capitalism, and they created the dialectic called communism. Today you've got them both together, you see. That's how it's supposed to end up. And as I say, they starve the people, and then they tell them to go, all the youngsters, go out and work the land. You have to do so many years every year, or so many months every year, working on the land to get you to appreciate the fact where your food comes from and all that kind of stuff. And you'll get it back soon again. That's all part of it. You know, the ones that live, that is. But they also used science. See, in this modern age, which is socialistic, communistic, but run by the fascists at the top, wonderful combination, eh? You find that they really believe that science is a new god. And they did crazy things in the Soviet Union, like Lysenko and the Lysenko affair, where Stalin took a shine to Lysenko's and his theories, where they could force plants to evolve to grow in cold climates by forcing them, you know, scientifically, like putting them in cold water and stuff and freezing them and putting them up in the frozen north. And it never ever worked, but it didn't stop them from praising him and giving him awards. And that's what you also find, too, with these fanatics like we have today. But also used Pavlovian techniques in the schools. Pavlov wasn't just practicing with dogs. He also used children, by the way, and put probes in their brains, cut open their jaws just like the dogs, and put in probes there to get them to salivate and do things like that, too. This great Pavlov, the same guy that H.G. Wells went over to see and left his son there to train with Pavlov, who eventually came over to the States and to New York and became a zoologist and worked with the eugenicists for America. Anyway, you understand they're still using this technique today of shocking and behavior modification because, you see, the communists said that they couldn't recondition you. And they would take you off to these reconditioning camps when they first took over to get you to be politically correct and have double think, proper double think. Then they'd have to kill you. But they first give you a chance, generally, to succumb and say, yes, Marxism is the best thing that the world has ever seen in its our savior, etc. Now it's global warming, and we've got to combat that and green in the planet. Green, green, green. If you can't say that, you're off to the chop shop. And believe me, when you read an article like this one I'm about to read is very important because it means, like all universities and schools that do strange things, like Harvard and all the rest of them, and they're doing incredible studies with government backing. There's always government backing involved because they're interested in studying the victims. You see. Video reveals a teen's electroshock torture at Massachusetts school. And it says a video that the school in Massachusetts has fought in court for years to keep under wraps was played in public for the first time this week, revealing the torture of a disabled boy through the use of repeated electric shocks. This is in the U.S., Massachusetts. It says the judge Rottenberg, and he certainly was rotten, center in Clayton, Massachusetts, has for years been pushing back against allegations of flippant use of electric shocks and other abuses against its special needs students, and has managed to keep video central to a case brought by one former student's mother under wraps. Now the public knows why. Footage played in the court this week and catapulted or captured, say, by a local Fox News affiliate shows former student Andrew McCollins, then a disabled 18-year-old, strapped to a table and screaming savagely in pain as faculty applied 31 individual jolts of electricity over the course of 7 hours. He was ultimately hospitalized. JRC lawyers insist the shocks were applied as a part of a treatment routine meant to pacify mentally and emotionally troubled students. You're going to get this stuff done on you one day, all these green nutcases. And I'm not kidding about this. I'm not really kidding about this at all. And McCollins was just one of the many who've undergone this so-called therapy. They also claim he was aggressive and therefore needed the treatment. Security camera footage revealed, however, that the boys prolonged torture was brought on when he refused to remove his jacket in class. Oh, high crime. It's like Hugh not bowing down to the Green Goddess, eh? His mother, Cheryl, told the jury this week that she never agreed to the procedure and that she had no idea that they tortured children in the school. She added that he appeared to be catatonic during a family visit 3 days after the incident. Well, so would you be, you know, if you survived, that is. The video was filmed in 2002, was sealed by another judge 8 years ago amid a lawsuit filed by McCollin's mother, but a higher court ordered it to be displayed to the public earlier this week. That means they've got all the data they need after all these years and years of experimentation on these students. That's why, obviously, they're not going to put it out now, you see. And the trial is still ongoing. But this was given permission to go on for years and years. I remember reading about it years ago. They use all this data to see if they can recondition all of you one day, you see, and it will happen. Not all of you. I mean, most folks, I say, are within 80%. They'll go green, they'll go whatever, until it's part of their vocabulary, and, you know, so if you have a green day, you too. I knew too that years ago, eventually you'll just have your iPhone. Basically, you'll plug it into a booth somewhere, and you're plugged into the net. Well, here it is, New York City. It's new eyes. It eyes the new phone booth. It says the city plans to unveil 32-inch smart screens with internet connections next month inside 250 old phone booths throughout the five boroughs. The pilot program will replace trusty telephones that most New Yorkers wouldn't touch with their bare hands. And the futuristic screens could eventually replace all the city's 12,800 outdoor payphones, whose franchise contracts with the city expire on October 2014. Pre-touch screen technology will display local neighborhood information and list restaurants and so on and so on. And also monitor your back before after this break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, I'm back, and just before I go to a caller, I'll also put up a link. I've got all these links up tonight, plus this one is The Guardian Classroom at it again, Revolution, Flash Mobs and Brain Chips, A Grim Vision of the Future Revisited. And it goes through The Guardian. It's also got me there yapping on about something or other, and so I'll put that up at cuttingthroughmatrix.com at the end of the... Oh, that's okay. The caller's not there, so I can actually do this one. It's The Guardian, it says. It says, the following article appeared in The Guardian on Monday, April 19th, 2012. And I've got it actually up here. It's talking about riots may be controlled with chemicals, police firing chemicals, and it shows you them, that rioters and search for less lethal weapons, such as plastic bullets, to deal with civil disorder, which is coming, obviously, since you're going into austerity, and the riots may be controlled with chemicals, etc. It says, the future called the discriminating irritant projectile, which is DIP, I'll give you your chips, has been under development by the Home Office's Center for Applied Science and Technology. This is the weapons in the Center for Applied Science and Technology. Documents obtained by The Guardian revealed that last summer's riots in England provided a major impetus to Home Office research into new generation riot control technology, ranging from the DIP to even more curious weaponry described by CAST technicians as skunk oil. The briefing by CAST for the Police Service of Northern Ireland says that last year's disorder sparked a surge of ideas to the Home Office for the public as well as companies manufacturing peace technology. To capitalize on the interest, CAST convened a brainstorming event in October. Everything's a network project now for cops and military, isn't it? Participants included police from London, Northern Ireland, Police Federation, Serious Organised Crime Agency, and the Ministry of Defence's Defence Science and Technology Laboratory. No idea is too stupid or off the wall to consider, the briefing notes. I mean, it must be just throwing cash out like crazy for all this wacky stuff. And then the November briefing, the development of new, less lethal technology suggests that the dips would be loaded into guns used to fire the existing generation of plastic bullets, and they would be intended to be accurate at a range of up to 65 meters. It's understood that DIP, which was originally supposed to have been introduced in 2010, would be loaded with CS gas, pepper spray, or other irritants, the probably acid in there in your clothes or melt off you in your skin too. Other parts of the briefing released under the Freedom of Information Act refer to a need in the short term by police to develop counter laser dazzle. They've got that stuff too. They've got these flashlights that can shine in your eyes, and it's supposed to put you into sort of a quasi-schizophrenic state, basically. And it says, that's all they have to do, actually, is point them in the direction of the crowds. It says, large selections of the briefings were redacted by the Home Office, which designated them as commercially sensitive. It means that the public would be too chuffed to know what was happening. However, The Guardian understands that the less lethal technology discussed include heat rays and sound weapons. One weapon that particularly interested police officers was something CAST technicians referred to as skunk oil. Well, they'd like that, eh? And the system would involve pellets containing foul-smelling liquids being fired from weapons similar to paintball guns. Such would be the smell that the individuals hit by the pellets would want to go home and change their clothes, while associates would be reluctant to stay close to them. I wonder if it would be so stinky that the cops don't want to come near you either. Well, there's no end to it, is it? Because you see, it's all coming down, folks. Step by step, year there, different times, it all comes down. And you all adapt to it instead of standing up now and saying enough is enough. No austerity and no carbon taxes. No throwing your cash money across the planet. Big corporations. But who's going to do it, eh? From Hamish, myself, from Ontario, Canada, it's good night to me, your God, or your gods go with you.